Okay, so we've been learning about the inyan of standing and sitting for Kriyas Megillah versus Kriyas HaTorah. So the Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak, tells us that HaKoreis Megillah Omid VeYoshev, that a person who reads a Megillah could either sit or could stand. Rashi tells us that means that Im Ratzah Omid, Im Ratzah Yoshev, you have the option. Sounds like Lichatchila, a person could really read the Megillah sitting down if you'd like. As opposed to what the Gemara says, Ma She'enkin, when it comes to Batorah, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, there the halacha is you're not allowed to sit down when reading the Torah. The Chachila, you're not allowed to sit down. So that's a very clear nafkamina between Kriyas and Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah, whether or not a person, the Baal Kore, is allowed to sit down or not. The Mishnah says, Megillah, you can sit down for Kriyas and Megillah, but the Gemara says, Kriyas HaTorah, you cannot sit down. So that's the difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas and Megillah. So they find the problem in the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, Aval Lo Yikare B'Tzibur Yoshev L'Chachila Mipnei Kavod HaTzibur. He says, even though the Mishnah does say, Maseches Megillah, you're allowed to read the Megillah standing or even sitting, he advises that one should not read the Megillah sitting down. Because of Kavod HaTzibur, it's incorrect for Kavod HaTzibur to do this. So now for the Rambam, in the end of the day, there is no chilek between Kriyas and Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah. Because once the Rambam paskins Kriyas and Megillah has to also be read standing up, that's exactly the same halacha for Kriyas HaTorah, that you could only be yotzei lichachila standing up. You shouldn't be sitting down. So what's an afka mina between Kriyas and Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah?
By Torah, you could be yotzei b'di'evet sitting down?
That everyone b'di'evet yotzei, I believe everyone thinks you can be yotzei b'di'evet. I believe so. So the question becomes, so what is the difference between, now that he established that Kriyas Megillah also should not be read standing up, rather sitting down, you have to stand up. That's the same exact halacha as Kriyas HaTorah, that both of them you should stand up when reading them, and neither one should you be sitting down. So then what's the nafka mina for the Shita Sarambam? The Gemara clearly says there's a difference. It says Kriyas Megillah one way, Masha'en Kein Batorah. So what's the Masha'en Kein Batorah now according to the Rambam? So you saw what was the nafkamina? What are the mitzvah Asa and answer? You guys saw the nafkamina?
Yes.
He says the nafkamina is whether or not you are whether smicha is considered standing or sitting. You have many arenas that when you're leaning on something, are you going to be yotzei the kriya or are you not going to be yotzei the kriya? Many times you'll see Bali Korei, they'll like lean on the bimo as they lean. That's very incorrect for two reasons. One reason, because you have to do an amida. Number two is you can't lean on the bima. You can't get any hana. This is like a davar hektish. It's like me'ila because they place the sefer Torah on top of it. According to many poskim, maybe all, I never looked into the sugya enough.
Tashmisha
kedusha. Yeah. According to many, forget the kriyas Torah. People who stam just learn on it during like the week when it's not leaning like. Right now, leaning on the bima could be very, very problematic in general. So there are two violations when leaning.
What about putting a sefer on the bima?
That may also be problematic. I need to look into it, but that may also be problematic, as with placing the tzedakah box as well. So I know everyone does it, so there must be an explanation for it. There must be.
I just limited myself to putting my talis back and sitter on it, but I tried not to lean on it.
Because it's davar shpagadusha, right?
That's not right. Maybe that's also not.
So maybe we'll get to it. The sugyas is probably found in Maseches Megillah. This is where all the Tashmisha Kedusha sugyas are found. So maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we'll discuss that issue of leaning on a bima and placing things on top of a bima. But that's not the concern. The real concern is, let's say the guy wasn't leaning on a bima. So forget the issue of Hekdesh and Me'ila. He's leaning on a shtender, let's say. So on the side, there's a shtender. He's leaning down and he's reading the Torah. While doing so, is that considered an Amida or is that considered a yeshiva? So there are many arenas where this is discussed. Wherever you need an amida, let's say they discuss a kohen. A kohen has to stand. The pasuk says la'amod u'lasharis, that when the kohen performs any sheiris, any avod in the base of Migdash, he needs to do an amida. He needs to be standing. Let's say he's leaning on the wall or something, or on the mizbech, and he's doing his rika. That's a smicha. Is that going to qualify as an amida, and it will be considered a good sheiris, a good avoda, or is that considered a yeshiva because he's leaning on something? So says the mitzvah Eis, and that's the very nafkamina. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah and Megillah, you're right. You have to stand up when reading both of them. But what's the definition of smicha? So the mitzvah Eis and Mechadesh, smicha for Kriyas HaTorah, that's considered a yeshiva, and that doesn't work. But for Kriyas HaMegillah, smicha would be considered an amida, and it would work. That would be the nafkamina according to the Mitzvah Esan. Now, it's not clear from the Gemara at all that way. It's not clear from the Rambam at all, but that's how the Mitzvah Esan suggests perhaps the difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah for the Shita of the Rambam.
I'm not dochak because it's kind of like you're hinting right now that the Mishnah says, Kriyas HaMegillah Omid Yoshev. Like, so it's not talking about Smicha.
Right.
So it's kind of dochak to... It's difficult to understand how we could say that, like, so that when the Gemara comments, and the Gemara is ambiguous, if you look at it in a vacuum, but all it says is Masha and Kema Torah. So it doesn't say specifically what it's talking about, but the Mishnah only talked about one thing, Omen V'Yoshe.
Right.
So isn't it difficult to understand?
Yeah, I do think it's difficult to understand. I think the simple reading of the Rambam is different. I don't think that's really an afkamina. Meaning,
it just means, like, it's nice. It's in the
Rambam, you're saying. Yeah. Right, exactly. He says, he himself acknowledges that the halacha of the Mishnah is that really lechachila you can stand and you can sit for Kriyas HaMegillah. But there's a nice, as you said, a nice reason, because a covered tzibur is a secondary reason we recommend or we discourage one from sitting down when doing so. But Meikar didn't work.
Sometimes you use the word lechachila and its technical meaning.
Correct.
Here he's not using it that way.
But first he does, because first he says, when it comes to, if you read the whole Rambam in the whole context, look at number 3, read it together. I think it becomes very, very clear what he's saying, and I don't understand the kasha of the Turi Evan. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah Perek Beis, the number 3, HaKorei Es HaMegillah, the Ta'a B'Kriyasa, the Kara Kriya Mishubesh Es Yatz. Okay, you make a mistake. The Fi She'ein Medaktim Kriyasa, we're not so precise. Kara Omed O Yoshev Yatza, Vafilu B'Dieved Yer Yotzei. He himself agrees it's a secondary reason of kavod tzibur why we don't sit down when reading the Megillah, but says that doing so, omed and yoshev, is allowed. Now, he doesn't say lechachila you're allowed to. He does differ from the Rambam, Rashi. Rashi says imratza.
It's b'di'evid. Already read it.
Right. Correct. As opposed to Rashi says imratza. Rashi says imratza. If you want to, Rashi's on lechachila level. And the Rambam is on a b'di'evid level, but still, in the end of the day, I think it's still very different from, as opposed to Kriyas HaTorah, the Rambam would say that b'di'evid, I don't think you're Yotze Yeshiva b'di'evid, according to the Rambam. I don't think so. I should have looked up the halacha. But that's the challenge for the Mitzvah Esan of the Rambam versus the Rashi. So now, everyone certainly would agree that l'chachil, the person should stand up for the Megillah. Look what the Be'er Halacha writes in terms of smicha, the question of smicha. Where the Mitzvah Esan thought that was the very difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah for the Rambam. Again, smicha is called Amida for Megillah, but it's called Yeshiva for Kriyas HaTorah. So the Be'er Halacha explains, if we read number 6 together. Number 6, the Be'er Halacha in Simen Tav Reish Tzadi, if it says, Avalo Yikarei B'tzibur Miyushav L'Chachila. That's the Shita, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam. That L'chachila, you shouldn't read the Megillah sitting down. Hinei b'mate Yehuda, mitzadei d'smicha mutter. He seems to have inclinations towards Paskining that you're allowed to even lean would be considered good enough for Megillah. V'nira, says the Be'er Halacha, d'b'shas ha'dachak yesh l'smoch al zeh l'hakel. B'shas ha'dachak, you can rely on this and be leaning. What's shas ha'dachak? Shas HaTachak would be, let's say, you have one Baal Koreh in the Tzibur, and he hurt his leg, or he's very overweight, let's say, and you can only stand up if he's leaning on something. That would be considered Shas HaTachak, and you can rely on that. Ki be'emes, says the Be'er Halacha, mina Gemara. The truth is, if you read the Gemara, when it says, quote, Mash Enkim B'Torah, V'hosam halo b'di'eved, gam ken yatsa, kidisa b'miri b'hedya, vein el chachila. When the Gemara says Mashenkein Batorah, it's referring to Lichachila, you shouldn't be sitting down when reading the Torah. But B'di'eved, if you read sitting down, the Gemara seems to indicate, and the Miri says this explicitly, you're Yotze B'di'eved for Yeshiva of Kriyas HaTorah. Vimkein, if that's the case, Hacha Filu Lichachila Sharei. So if you switch it around, so now if according to the Gemara, not the way the Rambam is being read, but the way the Gemara seems to be displayed, is that we're all talking about on the lechachila, the plane of on lechachila level. So he says, just like lechachila, you shouldn't be sitting down for the Kriyas HaTorah, so to lechachila, you're allowed to be sitting down for Megillah, like Rashi says. So this is his proof. He wants to know again, are you allowed to do smicha for Kriyas HaMegillah? So he says, of course you could do smicha for Megillah, because Rashi explicitly says, imratza yashav, imratza omed. So kal v'chomer, if yeshiva is allowed for kriyas Megillah, certainly smicha is allowed. So that's the shita's Rashi. In the end of the day, he says, one shouldn't rely on this unless it's really shas hadachak. Now there's a fascinating chiddush that's brought down here from Rav Yashav, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, with regards to laning for women. So right now we're assuming, I'll just bring it back, review one more time. Rashi says, l'chachila, you could sit for Kriyas Megillah. The Rambam says, really only b'di'eved you could sit. But l'chachila, you shouldn't sit because of Kavodat Tzibur. The Baal Kari for Megillah should definitely be standing l'chachila. That's how we paskin. But what about if you're laning for women? What's halacha for laning for women? So both are Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Yashav paskin that you're allowed to sit down when reading for women only, because there is no inyan of kavodat tzibur. This is number 7. It's a footnote in the dirshu. It's not there? I think it's there, right? Yeah. The footnotes in the dirshu is a fascinating chiddush. Since there's no concept of tzibur for women, if it's an all-women crowd that you're laning for, there's no tzibur, there's no kavodat tzibur there, in which case the Baal Kari would be allowed to sit down. Other than that, unless it's a shas at the chak where the guy really can't stand up well, always l'chachila we would say that you should stand up for reading the Megillah. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. That'd be considered. If a guy's reading for a couple guys, let's say you're going, a guy goes to the hospital to read for one individual, bed by bed.
You could sit down in that situation?
Yeah. Good question. I didn't see, I would imagine so. I didn't see that addressed, but mitzara svara, it would make sense that that would not be considered a tzibur. I wonder what's actually how they do it. I'm not a Baal Kari. I wonder if they are in fact makel. For no one here has ever been to a women's reading, I assume. Maybe you've observed it in like the other room in your house or a hospital reading. So I don't know what goes on, but I would imagine it's very tiresome for these people.
Yeah, you're saying because the person does it like 4 times, 5 times in a day. It's Purim. You're already. It's very exhausting.
Yeah. So I would imagine. So there is a heter. And I would recommend someone should sit down when laying. Imagine doing this in a nice tova, going from one room to the next room in a hospital, having to stand up for every 25, 30 minutes of laying. That's a big tircha. So it seems from Rav Yashav or Shlomo Zalman, one would be allowed to sit down when reading the Megillah. What about standing up for the bracha? Does he have to stand up for the bracha? So if you look at number 8, as you saw inside, the Magen Avraham assumed that's a davar pashut, that the bracha should be said while standing up, b'amida. So what's the inyan? So there's a general concept, whenever you say a bracha, birchas mitzvah, you're supposed to stand up. So it's the Shulchan Aruch is the first place in the Shulchan Aruch where it's mentioned, the Simen Ches, when it comes to tzitzis. That person's supposed to yis'ate b'tzitzis v'yivarech mu'umar. You're supposed to be standing up when putting on talis. And this is true of any birchas mitzvah. One exception that comes to mind is tefillin for Sfardim. I think Sfardim sit down when you put tefillin on, is that correct? So that's an exception. I don't remember what's behind all of that. But other than that, we recommend that every birchas mitzvah should be said standing up. So look at the source based on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in number 10 that there's two levels. There's the atifa, the ma'isa mitzvah, and then there's the bracha. So with respect to the atifa, Rashi said, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum dechsiv, it says in the parasha lachem, it says by tzitzis lachem, and it says v'yafinim b'gzer shava me'umad me'omer, rather from the sphere so omer, it says in Parshas Re'eh d'chsev gam kein lachem, it says lachem. So right now we have a gzer shava sphere so omer, it says lachem sartfartim lachem, and it says lachem by tzitzis gzer shava. What halacha do we learn from the connection of tzitzis and sphere so omer? So it says the Mishnah Berurah u'be'omer k'siv me'achel chermesh b'kama. B'kama literally means the reeds are standing up as stalks. V'darshinon b'kuma, that you should be standing, that person should be standing up when saying Sfiras Omer. So whenever you're doing a Ma'isa Mitzvah, you should really be standing up when doing a Ma'isa Mitzvah, a Tifa, whether it's going to be considered Tefillin for Ashkenazim at least, whether it's saying Sfiras Omer.
So like a Binyan Av from Tzitzis, like once you have the Gzeir Shavah by Tzitzis, and then you have Binyan Av, like to all other Mitzvahs?
Exactly, that's the point. They say it's a Binyan Av. There's actually, interestingly, the Kesef Mishnah, who's also the Beis Yosef, he writes, when the Rambam writes the halach of standing up for Sfiras Omer, he says this is actually a medjush, that this says the Gzeir Shavah, and then there's a Binyan Av that every other mitzvah has to have an Amida. We don't have such a medrash. It could be he had one, we lost that Masorah, but he says there's some phantom medrash that says that point, that this is a binyan av, that every other ma'isa mitzvah needs to be done standing up. So that's with regards to the ma'isa mitzvah. With regards to the bracha, says the Mishnah Berura, uva bracha, mishum dechol birchas ha-mitzvos, tzarech lios b'amida. It's just an Indian, you should stand up when saying a bracha. So birchas ha-mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham has a very good shaila here. Says tzarech ian, says the Magen Avraham, the next in source number 11. De b'yordeya reish simen shin chav ches hilchas chala, mashma demutel levarach miyushav. You're allowed to say the bracha of chala sitting down. Now, I imagine most women are standing up. They're in the kitchen, they're busy baking and kneading. I imagine most women are standing up when they're saying the bracha. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you are allowed to sit down if you want for the bracha of challah. What's the difference? Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch paskin for bracha of tzitzis, you have to stand up? So how come challah you can't sit down? So the Magen Avraham makes a very interesting distinction here. He says, V'yesh lomar, da'afrashas challah eino mitzvah kol kach. It's not such a strong mitzvah. De'eino osa ela l'sakein machalo dumyu d'shchita. So it's a matir, it's a tikkun. There are two types, there are many types of mitzvahs, but let's break it down to two types. There are some mitzvahs that are mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and other mitzvahs are simply a matir to allow me for something else. So the challah is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, he's saying, it's just a matir to allow me to eat it. Shechting isn't a mitzvah per se, but it's simply a matir to allow me to eat it. Anytime something is there as a matir, as a tikkun, it's not so much of a mitzvah. It's a hachana, it's a hechsher, for the next step. As opposed to putting on tzitzis, putting on tefillin, shaking lulav, those are all mitzvahs b'fnei atzmam. They're not coming to fix anything. They are mitzvahs b'fnei atzmam, and therefore they require a bracha b'fnei standing up, as opposed to the hechsher, the matir, which is a very interesting chilek. That's the shita of the Magen Avraham.
Take away even that from them.
Hmm?
Even their special women's mitzvahs. Take away
exactly.
Take away even those.
Right. So then the Prima Gadim has a slightly different approach here. Prima Gadim says the difference is the challah is like a birchas hanenin, which means you can't eat the food until you've separated the challah. So therefore, it can be said b'yoshev. Meaning he says the Magen Avraham's idea, but he kind of gives us different categories to work with. The bracha now of challah is no longer considered a birchas mitzvah. It's actually now considered a birchas hanenin. Just like I need a birchas hanenin to allow me to eat food, so too, the bracha on challah is to separate the challah to allow me to eat food. So now, up until this point, we assumed all birchas mitzvahs are the same birchas mitzvahs. Says the Prima Gadim, based on the Magen Avraham, no. Even in the world of birchas mitzvah, there are some that are matir brachas, like birchas hanenin, and some are considered birchas mitzvahs themselves as a chashiva type of bracha. So just like when we say a bracha on a food, you don't have to stand up when eating. In fact, it's better to sit down when you say a birchas hanenin. You're supposed to sit down when you have bread and when you have mizona, certainly. So you should dafka sit down when you say a birchas hanenin. As opposed to birchas hamitzvah, where there's a certain kavod hamitzvah that you're showing for the tzitzis, for the tefillin, so there the bracha should be said standing up as well. So that's a distinction for the Prima Gadim.
Birchas hashavach.
That he doesn't address here, but I believe there's an inyan to stand up for that as well. Now that you mention it, I think there's such an inyan, like when a person, I think a Mishnah Berurah brings this down, but I could be wrong.
Which category is Aravis Rivenu?
We'll get to Aravis Rivenu at the end, actually. That's an interesting category. Now, when it comes to, so we see from the Prima Gadim, there's an inyan of showing special kavod for a mitzvah, to stand up when saying a birchas hamitzvah. So as a side point, there's such an inyan of standing up for mitzvahs. There's a famous Rav Soloveitchik, I think Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and others have this question that there are three areas where we stand up. We have minhagim to stand up, which don't really make much sense, but they try to link them together and give one answer to explain. So the three areas that they point out we stand up for is Vayivarech David. Why of all places in the Pesukim of the Zimmer do we stand up for a Vayivarech David? Mizmor LeSoda, I understand that not everyone stands up for Mizmor LeSoda, but it's a Chashiva Bracha, it's a Karbanos. Whenever you say Karbanos, you're supposed to stand up. Like we said, La'ame La'Sharis, when the Kohen does the Avod, he should stand up. So when you say Karbanos, you stand up. I understand Hodu LaShem Kitov on Shabbos, Pesukim of the Zimmer, why you stand up for that. That's a very important Bracha. It's called Halal HaGadol, says the Gemara. It's a Chashiva Pesukim of the Zimmer, Chashiva Kepetotilim. Though when Rav Shechter was here, I noticed he didn't stand up for that. Az Yashir, I understand why you stand up as well as Yashir. You sing a Shira, you're very excited, you stand up, you get around, you dance a little bit. Fine. Vayivarach David, why do you stand up for Vayivarach David? That's question one. Question two, they ask. It's a very nice thing we stand up for the Chasen Kala walking down the chuppah to the chuppah, but why do you stand up? They're not my Rebbe, they're not my parents, they're not my teachers. Why stand up for them? They're not a king yet. You say Dom Lamelech. They're not a king and queen until they actually get married. They're about to get married, but they're not king and queen just yet. And the third area where they ask the question is the Mishnah in Bikurim, and the Gemara talks about when the farmers would come bring their first year fruits. What happens is when Shivas Haminim, when the first fruits of the Shivas Haminim would begin to grow, they tie a red string around it. That's the first grape of the year, that's the first pomegranate. And as it would get bigger and bigger, then when it's ready, they take those Shivas Haminim down, put it in a basket, and go down to eat in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah describes how when all the farmers would come down, they'd have a huge display and fanfare. They'd stop all the work in the streets of Yerushalayim. The store owners would stop. They'd all stop what they're doing and stand up as the farmers would walk down the streets to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a very nice thing, the Bikurim, but why stop and stand up? I'm in the middle of whatever you're doing. So what Rav Soloveitchik explained is there's an inyan of showing kavod, an amida, for those who are doing a mitzvah. So we've been discussing amida for the mitzvah itself, amida of the bracha of the mitzvah, but there's also an inyan of amida. Those who are observing the mitzvah should do an amida to show kavod for those who are doing it. It seems to be very, very clear Gemara, because the Gemara says if you don't stand up and show these farmers kavod, they're going to stop coming. Like, I come and everyone ignores me. I made a big trip up from the north or south, wherever you're going, my fruits, and no one cares what I'm doing here. But if you show kavod to them, everyone needs kavod. Everyone likes the kavod to a certain extent. So then they feel very proud. It must be a chashuv mitzvah bikurim that everyone stops what they're doing to stand up for us. It's not a big deal. It's a couple of fruit I'm bringing here. So the inyan is to show kavod to those who are osei mitzvah to hopefully encourage them to do it year after year. So too, what happens vayivarach David? The custom is to give tzedakah during vayivarach David. Different customs during chazar sashatz. But many brought down that you should give tzedakah vayivarach David when you say the words osher v'chavot, to become rich and honorable. So since we give tzedakah at that junction, you stand up for those who are giving tzedakah. And what about chasen v'kala? Them too. They're about to perform the mitzvah of kedushin and nisuin. So we want to show kavod for them, not because they're dom milamelch, because they're not dom milamelch, and not because they're my grandfather, my parent, and the Rebbe, because they're not. They're my friends. But since they're about to perform a mitzvah, you stand up to show kavod for the osei mitzvah, those who perform mitzvahs. So that's the explanation of Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says the same idea. Now, taking that idea, would be logical to expand it to anywhere else. Anytime you see a person doing a mitzvah, you should just stand up for them and show them kavod. I don't know what another good example might be. You see a guy putting on tefillin. I never heard of stand up for the guy to put on tefillin, but you could take it to any other application you could imagine to show kavod for those who are performing any mitzvahs. So that's all in the world of standing up is kavod for the mitzvah, and the birchas mitzvah also shows a certain honor. You should stand up for the birchas mitzvah to show kavod for the actual mitzvah itself. But the Pnei Yeshua here in our sugya has a very, very big chiddush. Pnei Yeshua says that he says once he argues on the Magid Avraham. The Magid Avraham assumed the Davar Pashut that you should be standing up for the bracha. So that means, although the Megillah, the Kriyas Megillah itself, we paskin that you should stand up when you lain, but b'diavad you yotzei if you sit down. And Rashi also says lichachila you have to sit down. So it's very strange. The Pnei Yeshua says you're going to stand up for the bracha, but then you're going to sit down for the actual laning? That seems to be backwards. The ikr is really the laning. So the Pnei Yeshua says the opposite. If you're allowed to sit for the laning, so then you should be allowed to sit for the bracha of Megillah as well. As opposed to the Magid Avraham who says, no, the Amidi, you have to stand up for the bracha, even though you're going to sit down possibly for the Megillah. So let's say you have a guy who has a weak leg, or he's a very heavy guy, he can't stand up for that long. So you're letting him lay in sitting down, the Megillah. So the Magid Avraham says, you should have him try to stay up for like 30 seconds, have a couple of guys maybe hold him, so he could say the bracha, ba'amida, and then let him sit down for the Kriyas HaMegillah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's wrong. Once you could sit down while laying in Megillah, So certainly you could sit down during the bracha and don't cause a guy any stress of having to stand up for 30 seconds of saying the bracha. He could sit down lichachila even for the bracha. Ah, how come by tittus we say you should stand up when saying the bracha? Tittus. For shofar as well, we say you're supposed to stand up for the bracha of shofar. So he says the answer is very, very posh. Answer is that the bracha, the birchas mitzvah, is always a chelek of the mitzvah itself. So whatever the halacha is for the mitzvah, if you have to stand for the mitzvah, so memela, you have to stand for the bracha. If you could sit for the mitzvah, so then you're allowed to sit for the bracha. So since shofar, you're supposed to stand up when hearing shofar, so you have to stand up for the bracha. Since tzitzis, you're supposed to stand up when putting on the tzitzis, so too the bracha has to be done bi'amida. But if it comes to something like Megillah, which you could sit down reading Megillah, so the bracha could be said sitting down as well. And that's what explains halel to challah too. Challah, you're allowed to sit down when separating challah. You don't need to stand up for hafrashas challah. You could sit during hafrashas challah. Once you could sit for hafrashas challah, says the Pnei Yeshua, memela, you could sit for the birchas challah as well. So the bracha, the birchas mitzvah, always follows, not because the birchas anenin versus the birchas mitzvah type of chiluk like the prima gadim, rather it's because the bracha is a chiluk of the mitzvah. Whatever halacha is for the mitzvah itself is the same exact halacha for the bracha. So now the Dirshu has an interesting comment here when it comes to birchas megillah. So we don't pass like this Pnei Yeshua. It's a nice lum, this is the Pnei Yeshua, that the bracha follows the actual mitzvah, but we passing like the Magen Avraham, that a person should in fact stand up lichatchila for the brachas. But the Rav Yashi makes a very interesting point. If you look at number 14, umitam zeh kishomer birchas shechiyanu shilafnei akriya shas. I made a mistake there. The Rav Yashi paskins sheyachol l'sheves. You're allowed to sit down. Rak b'shtei arishonos yesh l'amod. Only the two other brachas, Sha'asa Nisim and Kriyasa Megillah, do you have to stand? Because he assumes Sha'asa Nisim is part of the Birchas HaMitzvah, some Birchas HaShevach perhaps. Shechianu is also, I guess. But he paskins that for Shechianu, you're allowed to sit, because a Shechianu is not considered a Birchas HaMitzvah. Only Birchas HaMitzvah require a Midah, not Birchas HaShevach V'Hodah. But when it comes to Binyamin's question, what about Rav Esriveinu after Kriya? So he quotes the Ben Ishchai that says a person should say the bracha standing up. And Rav Yashiv says the entire tzibor should stand up as well during the bracha of Rav Esriveinu. I believe the explanation is Rav Esriveinu, I believe the posthum explains, since it's a bracha on the Pirsumei Nisa of some sort, it's somehow it's a Pirsumei Nisa itself, it's a chashiva bracha, therefore we stand up. Even though it's not a birchas mitzvah, it's still a chashiva thing. There's the excitement that's there. It's part of the Pirsumei Nisa. They recommend standing up. But I didn't look at the Ben Ishchai up inside.
You mentioned a minute ago that birchas shevach, you should stand up.
Right, so I don't think it could be that way, because since Shechianu, we say you sit down for the Shechianu, that's birchas shevach. It must be that he's assuming Sha'asa Nisim is actually a birchas mitzvah. It's not, it can't be birchas shevach. No, I think Sha'asa Nisim right at the beginning.
Right.
So now, Rav Esriveinu can't be a birchas mitzvah. It's after the fact, so it can't be a birchas mitzvah. I think they explained, since it's about Pirsumei Nisa, there's a chashuva inyan to stand up for Pirsumei Nisa. But I didn't look up the Ben Ishchai or the Rav Yashiv to know for certain what the explanation is. Okay. Now, finally, the Shaar Tzion writes that the Gam HaShomim HaBracha Kevin de Yotzim Ayde Shemia Mishim de Shemia Kona Tzrichen Gam Kein Lamot. So there's a big chiddush in the Magen Avraham. So up until now we've been discussing the Baal Kore. The Baal Kore, we say that for the laning he could stand or sit, but we recommend standing. When it came to the bracha, the Magen Avraham paskin that the Baal Kore should certainly stand like any other birchas mitzvah. But what about everyone else listening? So the practice is, says the Shaar Tzion, that everyone should also stand up because Shomei Ka'oneh. Because by me listening to the Baal Koreh, it's as if I'm reading the Megillah itself, or saying the brachas myself.
So then shouldn't I stand all the time?
So you should not have to, should you or should you not? So that would.
So then shouldn't I stand?
So it depends
time?
How you, so it's
because
very possible.
Because if it's Shomei Ka'oneh, and I have to do whatever I would do if I was laying myself, then the Baal Koreh has to stand, unless he's sick or something, so then.
So it could be that you won't have to, because if you assume, firstly, according to Rashi, lichachila, you're allowed to sit down. even for the Rambam that says you should stand up, it was only because of Kavadat Tzibur. Only the Baal Kori is in that position of Kavadat Tzibur, if he's representing the Tzibur. You and I, who are on the side, we don't have the application of Kavadat Tzibur. We could revert back to the Mikra Din. What's Mikra Din? Im Ratza Yashav, Im Ratza Omer. So you don't have to stand up. There might be an inyan to stand up for another reason, but out this inyan of standing for Megillah or not, and sitting down, there is no Kavadat Tzibur for these particular individuals. But when it comes to the standing up for the bracha, where the Magen Avraham says the Baal Kori has no choice, he has to stand up. Yoshev isn't an option for him, so the Memela, all the ones listening and being Yotze through Shomei Ka'one, have to stand up as well. So there's a beautiful sefer I got many, many years ago called Shamei Toda. He discussed the inyan of standing up for the rest of the tzibur standing up, that since it's Shomei Ka'one, so you have to stand up for this. So the Magen Avraham itself refers to a Ramah. The Ramah is talking about in Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet whether you have to stand up for Chazar Sashatz or not stand up for Chazar Sashatz. What's the inyan? So the Ramah explains that there are those who hold that everyone, the entire Tzibur, should stand up during Chazar Sashatz. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Since you have Kavana to be Yote from the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazar Sashatz, it's Shomer Ka'ona, and it's as if you yourself are davening Shemona Esrei. So that's the reason why those who stand up, because, again, we have to hear Chazar Sashatz. We can all say it. He's representing us. So through Shomer Ka'ona, we often, it's as if we're all davening, we need to stand up as well. Others say, no, nowadays we don't have to do Chazar Sashatz. We do it because that's been the minhag for many, many years, many centuries. But no one's being Yotze through Chazar Sashatz anymore. We're all Yotze through our Tefillah B'Lachash. But we just go through the motions since that was the practice for centuries. But since we're not being Yotze, Shomer Ka'on anymore, we would be allowed to sit down during Chazar Sashatz. But we see at least this application that whenever you're being Yotze through Shomer Ka'on, you should have to do the same halacha that the actual person is doing, the chazan of the Baal Kori, you would have to be doing the same exact thing. So the Baal Kori needs to stand up for the bracha Megillah, Memela the Shomer have to stand up for the bracha of Megillah.
Would it be according to the Rambam that since it's covered seaboard again, so by Hakhil you should probably stand for the Sarah Shatz because it's covered seaboard?
Well, see, the covered seaboard only applies to the actual chazan who's representing everyone else. So for him, it wouldn't be something. The idea of covered seaboard is if you have, you know, imagine this, the president comes, he speaks for the entire nation, there's a big audience, and he goes to give a shmooze sitting down. It's a big chashev. No one sits down. And when it comes to a real speech, they stand up. So the president goes and says, I'm going to take the table and sit down nicely. Or you go to the UN, or you go to the Senate. The person who always speaks, everyone sits down, but the one who speaks gets to the podium and he speaks. Imagine President Trump. We wouldn't put this past him. But imagine he says, I want to sit down when I speak. I'm changing all that. So I want to sit down. So that wouldn't be covered at Tzibur. That wouldn't be covered of America to do that. So if you have the guy who's representing the entire Tzibur, he says, I'm going to sit down during Chazar Sashatz, I'm going to sit down during Kriyas Megillah, that doesn't show respect for the Tzibur. But that only applies to the one who's representing the entire Tzibur. All the individuals who are part of the Tzibur, we're not representing the Tzibur, so there is no inyan of Kavod HaTzibur. Now, what's interesting here, though, is in the Sefer Shamei Toda, it points out that when it comes to Sfir Sa'omer, the halacha is, we said, Sfir Sa'omer requires Amida. But the Be'er Halacha says, although the one counting, nowadays we all count by ourselves. But it's brought down in Halacha, in theory you're allowed to be Yotze through Shomer Ka'ona. That means have one guy count, we'll all listen and we'll be Yotze through that. So the Be'er Halacha says, only the Chazan needs to stand up during the Sfira, but the rest of the Tzibur is allowed to sit down during the Shomer Ka'ona, which is a big kasha. We just said above, whenever you're being Yotze Shomer Ka'ona, you have to do whatever the Chazan's doing. Chazan stands for Megillah, the Bracha. You have to stand for the Bracha of the Megillah. So how come by Sfir Sa'omer do we say that the Sofer, the one counting, could stand, but the rest of the Tzibur is being Yotze could sit down? That's the Tzarach Iyun he has. That's question number one. He says something similar as well when it comes to the Shomim listening to the Shofar. When it comes to Tkiyas Shofar, the Baal Tokeya has to be standing up, but we let the Tzibur sit down during Tkiyas HaShofar if they wanted to. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Very strange thing. They're being Yotze Shofar through Shomer Ka'ona. So how could I sit down if the Baal Tokeya has to stand up? So first he has some suggestion, which he just says doesn't make any sense, really. So then he ends up saying as follows, there must be just a machlokas. There's a machlokes in the two opinions of the Mishnah Berurah here. He quotes different sources about the following shaila. There's a question we've discussed this, I think, twice already over the past number of years doing the Chabur. We discussed the Indian of Shomer Ka'oneh two different times. When you say Shomer Ka'oneh, what's the Chakira? Is it really mamish as if you're saying the words? Or no, not as if I'm saying the words. I'm just getting the credit for it. But I'm not actually considered as if I'm saying the words. So that's what he said. That's the basic Chakira. So he plugs this in and says as follows. If you understand Shomer Ka'oneh is like mamish as if I'm saying the words, so then I need to do everything that the Chazan does. So the Mishnah Berurah by Megillah, he paskins like that Shomer is mamish ka'ona. So if the Chazan stands, the Baal Kari stands for the Birchas HaMitzvah Megillah, so then Mimela, all the Shomim have to stand as well. When he mentions Alach and Sfiras HaOmer, he quotes the opinion of the Ritz Geis. The Ritz Geis has to argue, where he says the Sfiras HaOmer, only the Chazan has to stand, everyone else is allowed to sit. How come? So he assumes it must be that the Ritz Geis says that Shomer Ka'oneh is not mamish Ka'oneh. I'm not as if I'm listening. It's not as if I'm saying the words. I'm just getting credit for, I get a check mark for Sfiras HaOmer. But it's not as if I actually said the words. So since we don't consider it as if I'm actually saying the words, I don't have to stand up. So although the Mishnah Berurah has different opinions, so there is an internal contradiction, he doesn't deal with that. He just says he quotes different opinions. And those different opinions are explained as whether you pass in Shemeh as Ka'oneh Mamish, which means you would have to stand up, or Shemeh is not Ka'oneh Mamish, in which case you'd be allowed to sit down. Yes, Benjamin.
Well, just on that, so why would the Mishnah Berurah not be consistent?
That much I don't know. That much, we do have steers in Mishnah Berurah from time to time, and we can't always reconcile it. He couldn't think of an answer unless you have a better answer, and he tried. We'd like to reconcile everything if possible, but we can't always. And as great as
possible, one din was just a less stringent issue, so he was just going to be, you know, just going to rely on a different opinion.
It could be. You have to investigate a little bit more. We have to remember the Chavetz Chaim wrote it over the course of many, many years with the whole Chabur. It wasn't only him that wrote it. He had a whole kolol. Sometimes they refer to like we, and we wrote it. But Kasavna, we wrote it. So it's very clear he wrote it as part of a Chabur over the course of many years. And as great as the Chavetz Chaim was, it could be that he quoted so many opinions, it could be that there are some inconsistencies. We try not to. But sometimes we have no choice. So if you have a better answer to keep the consistency, that would certainly be better. But I'm just suggesting what he had made. In Lomdus, it makes sense. The difference between Shomer Ka'oneh and Mamish or not, why to stand up or why to sit down. Now, I'll finish with one last piece here from the Gion Yashas. Oh, it's already late. Rav Yosef Engel, he talks about another Inyan of. He asks the question, he quotes a Chassam Sofer, why would you be allowed to read the Megillah sitting down? Why would that be even allowed? The Mishnah says you could Kari Omer, Kari Yosha. Why is that allowed? Ho Yeshchiv Halil Bapurim. We saw the Gemara in Daf Yadalad that says Megillah, when you read Megillah, why is there no Hallel and Purim? So one of the answers is the Megillah is the Hallel. So what's the Halacha Hallel? We saw this last week. You have to stand up when you say Hallel. So if you stand up for Hallel, Memela, you have to stand up for Megillah as well, because Megillah is a type of Hallel. So how could the Gemara suggest here, the Mishnah say, that you could read the Megillah sitting down? So he ends up saying here is as follows, that there's a chilik between daytime and nighttime. When the Mishnah suggests here in the Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph that you could sit down, it's referring to the Megillah at nighttime. The Megillah at nighttime is not a din of Hallel. Because remember we saw also last week, Hallel can be said only by Yom, because the Pasuk says, what does it say? V'mizach shemesh ad mevo, where it says, Zeh Yom asa Hashem. So when we say Megillah is like Hallel, that's only the daytime Megillah, because that's when Hallel can be said only by Yom. So that's when you have to dafka stand up. Just like you stand for Hallel, you can stand for Megillah by Yom. But Balayla, where there is no Indian of Hallel Balayla ever, other than Pesach, which we discussed 2 weeks ago, that also has a din of Yom. The Rambam right now, the Ragra says, Laila Hazeh, Hazeh is the Lashon Zachar. Even Pesach night has a din of a Yom. So only during the daytime reading is there a din of Hallel, which case you would have to stand up for the Kriyas of Megillah by Yom. When it comes to Laila, the nighttime reading, there's no din of Hallel, and that's why you would be allowed to sit down during Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm not sure what Sugi will do next, but I'll figure it out hopefully the next couple of days or so.